In the global semiconductor race, it's no longer just about who makes the smallest, fastest chip. The new battlefield is packaging, how you connect those chips. And the moves being made by giants like TSMC are forcing a complete reorganization of the supply chain. Is your company positioned to win, or will you be left behind? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, the weekly briefing for leaders in manufacturing, trading, and technology. I'm Susie. Every week, I'm joined by our expert analyst, Troy, to dissect the technology developments that matter for U.S. and European business. This week, we're looking at a major market consolidation in the U.S. packaging adhesive space, a critical new compliance standard hitting North American electronics, advanced materials powering the European EV battery race, and a fundamental strategic shift in semiconductors that's changing the game. Troy, let's get started.
Let's do it. The common thread this week is the acceleration of specialization. From raw materials to final chip assembly, companies are focusing their capital and expertise on high-value niches. This creates both concentrated risk and significant opportunity for those who can navigate the shifts.
First up, a major partnership in the U.S. Henkel, the German chemical giant, just announced an exclusive distribution deal with Applied Adhesives for the flexible packaging market. What's the technology here, Troy?
This is about market dominance through logistics. Henkel Adhesive Technologies makes advanced adhesives and coatings for multi-layer films, the kind used for everything from food pouches to beauty products. Applied Adhesives has the deep U.S. network for sales, technical service, and inventory management. By making this partnership exclusive, announced on July 8th, Henkel is effectively outsourcing its go-to-market strategy in the U.S. to a specialized, established player.
So, a classic build versus buy decision, but for a sales channel. Why is this a global story this week?
Because it's a playbook for market consolidation. Henkel is a global leader, but penetrating the fragmented U.S. converter market is expensive. This move signals a trend where major European material suppliers may opt for exclusive partnerships to rapidly gain share in North America rather than building out their own infrastructure. It locks out competitors and creates a high barrier to entry.
How does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers? Let's start with a U.S. food company that uses flexible packaging.
For that U.S. food company, your packaging converter now likely has a more streamlined supply chain for top-tier Henkel adhesives. This could mean better technical support and faster access to new innovations, like more sustainable or higher barrier products. For European manufacturers competing with Henkel, this makes the U.S. market significantly harder to crack. They now have to compete against the unified front of Henkel's technology and Applied's logistical might.
And for Western trading companies and distributors?
If you're a U.S. distributor not named Applied Adhesives, you've just lost access to a flagship product line. This is a clear threat. You need to secure alternative high-performance adhesive suppliers, perhaps from Asia or other European players, to offer a competitive portfolio. For European distributors, this is a wake-up call to evaluate the security of your own supplier agreements.
So, what's the actionable insight for executives?
Review your key supplier relationships. If you depend on a single source for a critical material, especially one from a European company in the U.S. market, assess the risk of them signing an exclusive deal. It might be time to qualify a second source now, before you're forced.
Let's move to a development that's less about strategy and more about a hard deadline. A new regulation, UL 746E-2026, just became mandatory in North America. Troy, what is this and who does it impact?
This is a new quality and reliability standard for UV curing adhesives used in high-speed manufacturing. Effective July 1, 2026, any product using these adhesives for the North American market must use materials that meet a strict performance benchmark. Specifically, the adhesive's curing performance cannot degrade by more than 15% after 500 hours of continuous operation in a piezojet valve.
Let me translate that. Piezojet valves are used for incredibly fast, precise dispensing of tiny dots of glue, like in making a smartphone or a medical device. This rule says the glue has to work just as well after 500 hours of nonstop use as it did at the start.
Exactly. It's a direct response to the miniaturization of electronics. Previously, we tested an adhesive's initial strength. Now, UL is mandating a test for its long-term stability under real-world production stress. This ensures that the first device off the assembly line has the same bond quality as the one made 500 hours later.
So, why is this a critical issue for U.S. and European manufacturers?
If you are a U.S. or European manufacturer of electronics, medical devices, or optical assemblies for the North American market, your production lines must be requalified with compliant adhesives. If your current material fails this 15% degradation test, you are non-compliant as of July 1st. This could halt production. European manufacturers exporting to the U.S. face the same mandate. Their material selection must now meet this higher bar.
What do trading companies and distributors need to know? Sourcing just got more complicated.
Absolutely. Distributors must now demand third-party verification of UL 746E 2026 compliance from their adhesive suppliers. This becomes a key selling point. If you're sourcing from suppliers in Asia, you need to be especially diligent, as they may not be tracking North American UL standards as closely. This is an opportunity for distributors who can guarantee a compliant supply chain.
What is the immediate action item for executives listening?
Contact your head of manufacturing and your head of procurement immediately. Ask them one question. Have we audited every UV curing adhesive in our bill of materials for compliance with UL 746E 2026? If the answer isn't a definitive yes, you have a major potential liability.
Let's shift gears to the EV space. At the Battery Show Europe, French chemical firm Arkema made a big splash, unveiling new materials for batteries. Troy, what's the tech here?
Arkema introduced two new grades of PVDF, that's polyvinylidene fluoride, called Kynar HSV 1200 and 1400. These are advanced binders, essentially the glue that holds the active material of a battery cathode together and to the electrode foil. These new grades are specifically designed to improve the performance of LFP, or lithium iron phosphate batteries.
LFP batteries are becoming more popular, especially in standard range EVs, because they're cheaper and safer than nickel-based chemistries. So how does this new binder help?
It tackles LFP's main weaknesses, energy density and cycle life. Arkema claims these binders provide superior adhesion, which stabilizes the cathode structure. This means the battery can withstand more charge and discharge cycles without degrading, and you can pack the materials more densely, increasing energy storage. They also unveiled the acrylic binders for ceramic-coated separators, which boost safety by reducing the risk of internal short circuits.
How does this specifically affect U.S. and European auto manufacturers? This feels like a direct opportunity.
It is. For European auto manufacturers like Volkswagen or Stellantis, who are heavily investing in LFP, this is a drop-in material that could immediately improve the range and longevity of their entry-level EVs. For U.S. automakers, it provides a powerful new tool to compete with Chinese LFP battery dominance. By using an advanced binder from a Western supplier like Arkema, they can enhance a lower-cost battery chemistry to near-premium performance levels.
What should trading companies and distributors in the battery material space know?
The demand for high-performance binders is set to explode. This isn't just for LFP. Arkema also stated they are accelerating development of binders for solid-state batteries. Trading companies should be establishing relationships with suppliers of these specialized chemicals now. The value is moving from the commodity lithium and cobalt to these highly engineered enabling materials. Market timing is critical. The demand is here today.
So, what's the actionable insight for an automotive or energy storage executive?
Task your R&D and battery procurement teams to evaluate these new Arkema binders immediately. The potential to increase the performance of lower-cost LFP cells could fundamentally change your cost-performance curve for mass-market EVs and energy storage systems. This is a chance to gain a competitive edge on battery pack efficiency without relying on volatile nickel and cobalt supply chains.
Finally, let's talk about the biggest story in tech, the semiconductor supply chain. An article out of Taiwan reports that TSMC is accelerating a reorganization of the back-end ecosystem. What does that even mean?
Back-end is everything that happens after the silicon wafer is fabricated. It's the packaging, cutting the chips, connecting them, and putting them into a protective housing. As Moore's Law slows, advanced packaging is where performance gains are now being made. TSMC is moving aggressively into this space with technologies like CoWoS, which stands for Chip on Wafer on Substrate, essentially stacking chips in 3D. They are no longer just a foundry. They are becoming an integrated packaging provider.
So the world's most important chip manufacturer is now moving downstream into the territory of traditional outsourced assembly and test companies, or OSATs. Why is this move so significant globally?
Because it redraws the map of the semiconductor value chain. By integrating advanced packaging, TSMC can deliver a more complete, higher performance solution to customers like Apple or Nvidia.
This blurs the line between manufacturing and packaging, creating a tightly controlled, high-performance ecosystem. It puts immense pressure on competitors like Samsung and Intel, and it threatens the business model of standalone OSATs.
What does this mean for U.S. and European manufacturers, for example, in the automotive or industrial automation sectors?
It means your future high-performance computing modules will likely come from a more integrated and more concentrated supply chain. For a European car maker designing an autonomous driving system, this offers incredible performance, but it also increases dependency on a single supplier, TSMC. It limits their ability to mix and match best-in-class chiplets from different vendors if TSMC is controlling the entire packaging process.
And for trading companies and distributors of semiconductor manufacturing equipment and materials?
This is a massive opportunity. TSMC's investment is driving huge demand for the materials and equipment used in advanced packaging, things like glass core substrates, molding underfills, and precision dispensing equipment. Distributors who specialize in these niche, high-value materials for 3D packaging are in a prime position. Sourcing from companies like Sumitomo Bakelite or Indium Corporation, who focus on these advanced materials, will be key.
What is the crucial actionable insight for executives from this strategic shift?
You must reevaluate your semiconductor strategy through the lens of packaging. Don't just ask who fabricates your chip, ask who controls the packaging IP and capacity. For companies designing their own chips, you need to decide if you will join an integrated ecosystem like TSMC's or work to build a more open supply chain with other partners. This decision will define your product's performance and your supply chain risk for the next decade.
All right, Troy, that was a lot to cover. Let's distill it down. What is the strategic summary for our listeners this week?
I see three key takeaways. First, specialization is creating new choke points and opportunities. Hinkle's deal in the U.S. shows that market access can be controlled through exclusive partnerships. Western firms must secure their supply and distribution channels now. Second, compliance is becoming a competitive weapon. The new UL746E standard for UV adhesives is a non-negotiable technical barrier. Proactive compliance is now a prerequisite for market access in North America. Third, the value in advanced technology is shifting to enabling materials, whether it's Arkema's binders for EV batteries or the specialized polymers for TSMC's 3D chip packaging. The game is being won by controlling the chemistry.
And the recommended action?
Executives need to conduct a supply chain concentration audit. Identify where your critical technologies, materials, and market channels are becoming more concentrated in single suppliers or ecosystems. Then, develop a strategy to either deepen your partnership within that ecosystem or deliberately diversify to mitigate risk.
Great advice. The landscape is definitely changing fast. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Thank you for joining us. Troy, thanks for the sharp analysis.
My pleasure, Sizzy.
For more strategic insights, be sure to subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back next week with another essential briefing on the technology that's shaping your business.